Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Well, I see my old mate Dave has bought himself a new shed. That's David Cameron to you. He paid £25,000 for it. Not a bad price for accommodation these days, is it? It's a decent looking shed too, and it's got wheels. Even though it's parked permanently on his lawn, I suppose it brings out the traveller in him, does it? I must say though, he always was quick on his feet. He scarpered pretty quick after that Brexit vote, didn't he? Didn't see him for dust. Good old Dave. Well, hence the shed, I suppose. He says it's somewhere to write his memoirs. Really? I write mine in a cheap notebook I keep by the Royal Kazi. I think. Yes, I'll say it. I think it's somewhere for him to hide. That sums up the problem with the Isle of Britain these days. It's all about money, isn't it? Here on the Isle of Kevin, we know the value of things. For instance, if a tea room tries to sell a tea cake for any more than 20 pence, there's hell to pay. And I've actually seen people haggling in Poundland. Oh yes, that's the spirit. You see, that's just the kind of mindset the Isle of Britain needs when it starts negotiating its exit from Europe. They say Britain owes them about £60 billion, or even £100 billion. What? If the next Prime Minister, or coalition perhaps between Corbyn and May and Farron, we could call it Farmin for short, couldn't we? Well, if they need a hand as they settle down to talks over glasses of sparkling water in crystal tumblers, I'll be happy to send a coach party of islanders down to make them see sense. That'll soon knock that bill down to a more reasonable level, no doubt about it. And speaking of reasonable, what's all this about food waste? They're saying that best before dates are a waste of time, and shops should start selling what they're calling wonky vegetables. Wonky vegetables? What's that? A new term for grunge cookery? Who knows? Anyway, we know all about wonky veg on the Isle of Kevin. Particularly common in horticultural marquees, they are. We've all been there, haven't we? Sniggering at two beetroot and a parsnip. Or a misshaped potato that looks like a fertility symbol. Yes, you may laugh, but apparently the new thinking is that shops should be able to sell these malformed vegetables instead of serving us up perfectly groomed, straight carrots and such like. I'd be interested to know what you think. No, don't bother phoning in. I probably won't really take any notice, since I run the island and you don't have much of a say in it, do you? Even though I like to make you believe you do. Now, where was I? Oh yes, bendy bananas. Basically, I do not discriminate against any form of life. Straight bananas, potatoes shaped like bricks, I welcome them all. There's room for everyone here. After all, we pioneered putting vodka into bottles that lean, for some reason. And nobody turns their nose up at rectangular fish fingers, do they? Even though you don't see many pencil box-shaped fish floating about, do you? So let's not get too precious about it. If it means less food goes to waste, well, that's good. Although, I'm sure Her Majesty would be very keen to dispose of your leftovers, particularly if it's pie and mash. But don't tell her I said so. She has got rather a big appetite. For food, anyway. Speaking of food, I gather that Mark Zucchini, is that his name? Anyway, that man that founded Facebook, he was a surprise guest for dinner at a family in Ohio last week. Blimey, He's a multi-billionaire, and he goes scrounging a meal. I do despair of my fellow world leaders. We should be setting an example, and yet all we seem to read about these days is leaders who make themselves rich, or cheat the tax system, or use the wrong hair dye, sorry Donald, or pay their hairdresser a handsome annual salary, even though they've got less hair than a snooker ball, sorry Francoise Hollande. You see, I set high standards and maintain them, and I am independently verified by the Independent Verification Inspectorate, known as IVY, which is run by, well, me, apparently. Still, who better to vouch for me than me? Yeah, after all, no one knows me better. Ah well, time for lunch. I'm going to have a square meal. Ah, square toast and perfectly round baked beans. Back in a mo. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad the bank holiday is over. What a weekend it was. Good news for Ireland coffers, of course. But I have to say, I've never seen so many people spending their time coming up with different ways of, well, just moving. People hanging off kite thing with sledges underneath and a kind of lawnmower engine. Do they call them hang gliders or something? People marching around wearing trousers made of kite material, so when they walk they sound like a riot in a nylon factory. Some on pedal bikes, making shapes with the help or hindrance of Lycra. Some on motorbikes wearing sunglasses they can't possibly see through, and grey hair and beards they must have bought wholesale, because everyone seemed to be wearing them. Some people running, many driving at speed so slow the snails were stopping for a chat halfway across the road. Even one or two out in boats on the sea, amazingly. I thought we were meant to relax on bank holidays. Well, not that I ever do, of course. Too busy counting the profits from the tea rooms, yes. I nationalised them a couple of years ago, along with fish and chip shops. I run them under the banner of Stuff Your Face, but Benefit the Island. And now, moving swiftly on, but not wearing Lycra, I'm looking back at my memoirs. Here we are. Oh yes, here's an entry. Cruising down the coast road in my open-top roller, with Queen Doris puffing contentedly on her pipe. I ordered Shane the chauffeur to stop when I saw a sign saying that a new block of flats offered, in quotes, every facility. I had plenty of slack in my hectic schedule for once, so I summoned the estate agent to the car and challenged him. Does each flat have a heated hostess trolley? I asked him. No, he said. A toilet duck? No. A matchbox holder and a barometer, perhaps? No. A fluffy cover for the toilet seat? No, not even that. I ordered his arrest immediately. I can't have people being misled like this. He asked for a chance to redeem himself. I'm a fair person. I said I'd give him half an hour, enough time for Shane to drive us to Freshwater, which was unfortunately closed. On the way back, I was delighted to see that the agent had done everything possible to keep himself out of jail. He was putting the last nail in a replacement sign, which said, Flats for sale, no facilities whatsoever. Now that is more like it. Oh, yes, and by the way, Dave's shed. You remember, we were talking about that earlier, weren't we, before lunch? What I was going to say was that this could be the answer to the Isle of Britain's housing crisis. Give everyone a shed on wheels with an interest-free loan and a donkey to pull it if they want. It's the only way to get people off the streets. Anyway, until the next time. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or as we'd like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.